I said, hey, get out of that trash.
Archipelago. I can't say that word. It's not fair.
You had it all the way to middle school.
At least pull out.
Ooh, Andy.
All I can think of is dangling.
We loved.
I don't remember the rest. Damn it.
That feels like a Taylor Swift lyric to me.
I need a chicken wing.
It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the 413 podcast. As always, with the PCB peeps, and we have the perfect game show host this evening. She's dressed to depress. She wears black more often than the bottom side of a grilled cheese at Andy's house. The Sultan of Knot, the Colossus of Pout, the Great Wambino, it's Abby.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick it over to our next host, who's definitely an elder emo. While many of you were singing about the Black Parade, he was reminiscing about the Black Plague. Hey, Bill, 1849 called. Edgar Allan Poe wants his despair back.
Yo, what up, peeps?
Next up, we have the man so quiet and sensible, he's like a live-action version of an Edgar Allan Poe poem. His emo vibes are so intense, they make Poe look like an optimist. It's Jared.
Telltale Heart. Hello.
NFG.
His nostalgia for the 80s and 90s is so intense that he's practically sealed himself into a retro time capsule reminiscent of a modern day Poe character surrounded by VHS tapes and haunted by one-hit wonders he's gearing up to cover. From rocking women's jeans to now resembling someone who could raid their maternity wardrobe, it's Whip.
I thought that was going to be Andy first. Thank you.
No, because despite all his rage, he's still just a rat tail coming of age. It's Andy, forever caught in an emo verse that even Poe would envy.
Hell yeah. What's up?
Disclaimer, that introduction was authored by a reliable individual known for their distinctive fingerless glove keyboard skills. Abby disclaims all responsibility for any comedic effects arising from this joke. The humor was deemed too exceptional to overlook.
So welcome back, listeners, to the long-awaited return of Poe or Emo Volume 2. I'm Abby, your guide through the melodramatic maze where gothic literature meets emo anthems. We're back in our black eyeliner. We've dusted off our flat irons and skinny jeans, and we're ready to dive back into the darkness. Boys, are you ready to decipher which of these poignant lines come from the melancholic mind of Edgar Allan Poe or the heart-wrenching lyrics of our favorite emo bands? Is it Annabelle Lee or is it Davey Havit? Are we talking about the undying nature of love from the 1800s or the mid-2000s? Let's dive in.
Woo!
Yeah!
All right.
Gonna defend this championship.
Wait, did you win last time, Bill?
Fuck yes.
Okay, I thought it was Jared for some reason. Okay, I apologize.
No. And I'm going to do my best to keep an accurate score this evening. It is typically my weakness. And for some of these, there will be bonus points available. So boys, have your Poe and emo ready to go. And I'm going to start with the first one. The past is a pebble in my shoe.
I'm going to say Poe.
Ew, what is
emo.
That?
This is my emo. It's a dinosaur with a alkaline Cheo face mask.
Emo with Bill.
All right, yeah. So we have three emos and one Poe on the board, and this is Poe.
Oh!
A little 1834 action. It's Eric's on the board with the first point.
Right before you read it, I was like, pebble in my shoe. Do they even have shoes back then? Thank God.
The next one is Would you mind if I sat next to you and watched you smile?
That's cute. I'm going to go emo on that one.
That's got to be emo. Poe, don't smile.
All right. Everyone guessed emo. Mm-hmm. Everyone is correct.
Woo! Oh, right on.
Would anyone like to go for a bonus point by guessing the artist?
Not Andy's dog, that's for sure.
I'll be right back.
Oh, is it Baja Men?
Yeah.
Actually, not a bad idea.
No, but you might get a bonus point anyway for that one.
Maybe Snoop. Maybe Snoop.
I'm going to say that's probably like, I don't know, a day to remember.
Incorrect. Does anyone else want to guess?
I'm going to go Fugazi.
Put a capital E in the emotional of emo. I don't know if this...
That didn't help at all.
No, okay. It's Bright Eyes.
Oh!
The E was going to send me off in a totally different direction.
Yeah, no. I just meant it was heavily emotional.
I was going to say...
Sorry, goddamn bear trying to eat my trash.
Thanks for working the bangs for us tonight, Andy.
I said, hey, get out of that trash.
The dog or the bear?
The bear.
Wow.
Great okay. show on FX.
The next one is I fought the war. I fought the war, but the war won.
Dino's getting a lot of action here.
Was it the scene war?
No more that would help. Scene war. No
I need guesses
fight.
From
Mo?
Emo?
Jared, isn't that emo?
Yeah, I thought that was emo.
I said emo.
Oh, okay. It is actually Poe. Bill is... Wait, no.
No.
Eric is the only one correct. Damn. I just assumed it was Bill because he's typically so... No, it was emo. Eric was wrong and everyone else was
what?
Right.
What just happened?
What just happened?
Okay, Abby, you are like the biggest fucking Steve Harvey right now. Jesus Christ. Should I get up on stage and accept my award to tell me that it wasn't actually me?
My yeah. grandma.
Am I La La Land right now? I'm fucking La La Land.
I'm a very bad host.
I thought I was Moonlight, now I'm La La Land. God damn it.
Sorry.
Fuck me.
I don't know what that means, unfortunately.
It's not a very current, Steve it's Moonlight. Not a modern day reference by any means. But a large blunder at the Oscars nonetheless.
All right. Well, that was emo. Moving on. I have
was it?
Metric Monster Hospital from 2005.
It's just, it sounded.
Wait, is that the whole band name, Metric Monster Hospital?
No. Metric Probably. Is the band, Monster Hospital is the song.
Oh, okay.
My Sorry, favorite but- track from 2005.
I would be a little bit more into it.
All right. The next one is I have no faith in human perfectibility.
Oh, fuck.
Po-po.
Yeah. Right? I just gonna say po.
Subtle, Andy.
Jared, you got a guess?
Oh. Sorry. Oh.
All right. You are all correct with that one. Now, for a bonus point, can anyone shit. Name the hip hop artist whose name is in the title of this poem?
Can you give us the word, the sentence again?
Do you want the quote or the name of the piece?
Bless you.
Bless you, Andy. The quote.
Put it away from camera so Wick wouldn't have to edit it. Sorry.
That did not work
I'm going to say Nelly.
What?
I'm going with
Nelly. Andy, what?
I love Nelly. I just got to go with him.
Can you read us the line one more time? Just so
Are
I
we
can...
not supposed to like Nelly? What happened?
No.
I have no faith in human perfectibility.
Oh, that's LL Cool J.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot. Humpty Dumpty.
That's not a rapper.
Jerry,
is a children's rhyme.
Oh, I'm sorry. Old Dirty Bastard.
It was Usher. It was from the fall of the House of Usher.
He's not really a rapper.
I said hip hop artist. I didn't say rapper.
He did say hip hop.
R&B? What is he?
A rapist.
Fucking
a rapist artist.
Whoa. Pump the brakes.
That's what my mom used to say back in the day when rap came out. Where are these rapists? I'm like, Mom, it's rap.
Oh, God.
I said that. I said rapist. I'm like, oh, my God.
Sometimes I'm reading these all as if they're a poem, but sometimes I want to sing them as if they're all a Panic at the Disco or a Fall Out Boy song.
Do it.
But that's what I do in my head before I read each one of these things.
Do it on the mic.
The next is, I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity.
Poe?
Oh.
I'm going to say emo because I...
Let me see that Poe.
So we have Poe out of Jared and Wick and emo out of the other two. Jared and Wick are correct. This one is a Poe.
Are you sure? Kind of. Double check just to make sure that it's not Metric Milk Motel or whatever.
Metric Monster Hospital.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
Can we start a band that's called Metric Monster Hospital now?
I mean, yes. We absolutely can.
Sunny Day Realtor.
The only right hand Scrooge.
Okay. I'm ready for the next one.
We all are.
In the end, as you fade into the night, who will tell the story of your life?
Emo. Come on. It's got to be.
Does anyone have a guess? Everyone is correct. Does anyone have a guess as to the year that this song was released?
2003.
I'll say 2002.
2005.
2006.
The heartbeat.
It's 2012.
Oh.
By Black Veil Brides.
Oh.
I had to go more obscure with the lyrics because Bill knows them all.
What? I mean, that is true. He was the winner last time.
All right. I have this one emo shirt.
I think you're just a strong lyricist. That's all.
I mean, Hope for the Worst debatable. Is the first emo band ever. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes, let's be honest.
All right. The next quote, song, lyric, line is, the boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague.
That's a Poe.
Say Poe.
Win it.
Gonna go on a whim. Go emo.
Jared, you are wrong. Everyone else is correct, I think. Let me double check it again. Yes. All right. Next. Believe nothing you hear and only one half that you see.
Bad either way, but I'll say emo.
Hey, I was going to say emo.
I'm going to go Poe to be opposite.
Jared bucked the system and he won again.
Nice.
That is a Poe quote from The System of Dr. Tarr and Professor Feather from 1845.
All right, that shit sounds made up.
I must have missed that one.
Now it sounds really made up.
I didn't catch that.
That sounds like an emo band right there. I think it's emo. That sounds like an emo band name.
That sounds like a five-year-old.
Dr. Tarr and Professor Feather.
I'm going to fact check that one in a minute because I think you got a fact wrong.
In the House of Usher.
I mean, it could be in this short story. Hold on. I will fact check it in my.
Yo, this motherfucker's cheating right here.
Are you Hold kidding on, me? With Andy's with nice Andy's reading slow. Level, he's not getting through that very quick.
Thank you.
Don't worry. It's gonna be a 3-hour podcast.
Why right, is the well, cover
3-day
down?
Podcast? Fuck, 3 hours, Bill. You're
all really the pages are missing. There's just a flask in there.
All right. While Andy peruses,
I couldn't find it in there.
The Barnes and Noble Cliff Notes version of Edgar Allan Poe.
Andy's trying to Shawshank us.
That's right.
I'm going to go ahead and read you the next. I trace your shadows on the wall.
That sounded like some old emo, if you ask me.
Can I get a line before or after that?
Rawr.
No. Can you use it in a sentence?
Rawr.
Can I have the etymology?
It's an emo song.
I mean,
Andy?
Oh, sorry. Emo. I had to mirror the image so this would stop going up.
Poe against my better judgment.
It is against your better judgment. Does anyone have a guess for what band it is for a bonus point?
One more time.
So
the line.
It was emo.
I trace your shadows on the wall.
It sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
Is it from Sing the Sorrow by AFI?
No.
Don't think so.
Can you give us the year?
2006.
All right. That should be in our wheelhouse.
It's a good year.
Like a Hawthorne Heights Silverstein-y guy.
Silverstein-y sounds good.
Save the day. I don't know.
It's my favorite cancelable band.
Brand new?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they cancelable?
Oh. We're going to need a 3-hour podcast.
Not good. Got it.
Bad right. stuff.
Got it.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. Not good.
Fair enough. Well, not fair, I guess. Bad. We'll just leave it there.
We loved with a love that was more than love.
I think it's Rihanna, isn't it? I'm going to say that's
sounds
Poe.
Like the priest that's in Spaceballs.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or Princess Bride.
All right, you all get it right.
Okay. Bride,
oh, stupid fucking game.
I like this game. I'm doing good.
We loved with a love that was more than love.
That feels like a Taylor Swift lyric to me.
That's a good point.
Andy, can you sing us your version of that?
I don't even remember what the line was.
Truly, madly, deeply, deeply.
Was that the line? No, that wasn't the line. Abby
that was
said.
The line.
No.
I have heard that song more in the last
good.
Month.
Truly, madly, deeply, do. We loved. I don't remember the rest. Damn it. been too long.
I'll give you another shot in a minute, Andy.
All right.
The next line is, in our hearts, we remember forever.
Dude, that's not like a thrash metal band.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like American Nightmare. I'm going Poe on that one.
I'll see. Yeah, I'll go Poe.
I'll go Poe. I'll go Correcto.
That was just, it was too dark for emo.
No! Too dark.
Too dark.
Is it emo? All right. No.
The best things in life make you sweaty.
What? That's true.
That's emo.
The worst things in life also make you sweaty too. Just saying.
True.
I'm gonna go emo on that.
No.
This is from 1842, a letter to F.W. Thomas.
No way.
I had nothing else to do.
We'll fact check it.
What was the...
Is that a band?
What are they talking about? Diphtheria and that? Like polio? What the fuck are they talking about?
It must have been towards the end of his work. It's the later stuff.
Trying to dip it in theria? That doesn't seem nice.
And he hardly knew her.
Did he use a numbing condom as well? The best things in life come in a Performax package.
The best things in life take some time, Andy. Gotta pull back a little bit.
At least pull out.
Make them work for it.
Oh, shit, Bill.
Oh, that was too far.
I'm gonna beep all of that. Jeez Louise.
This is all getting left on the cutting room floor.
I love when you say that and then it makes it into the podcast.
He's always like, I'm cutting that. It's too risque. And then it's like, oh my God, that's
right. Right now, our cutting room floor looks like Moses' living room.
Some Lipton brisk.
I was going to say this before or after the brisk tea.
I'm moving on. I can't with you. I can't with you people.
Andy, remember the time you sang Hey Jude?
Hey Jude.
And you said letter into your home.
Song. Make it better.
All right. I'm pulling my shit together here. I am just a moment, so don't let me pass you by.
That's too good to be Poe. Yeah. That's got to be
I
emo.
Mean, it's too emo.
Does anyone have self-worth. A guess as to whose lyric that is for a bonus point? I'll give you a hint. I have seen this performer with all of you.
Chris Kraba? Dashboard Confessional? Where was it?
Well, Dashboard put on a good
Bill
show.
Bill said Dashboard.
It was Dashboard.
Did you say it right at the same time that I said Chris Kraba?
Did it?
Yes.
It was close. Before, yeah.
I would this like to go Whitney back Houston, and I would like to retroactively say in the last game, I did give Bill a point and Eric claimed that he said something at the same time as Bill. And in the post, listening to it in my car, I did very clearly hear Eric chime in before Bill. During the game, I did not. So no takesy backsies. I'll give you a bonus point this time.
I'm a little loud.
Thank you. I'll put it. I'll give you the uncut Zoom so you know.
So Moses isn't there?
No.
Nothing.
Could be drinking a brisk.
Nothing compares to a quiet evening alone.
Oh fuck!
That's true. That could be anybody. That's true.
That's got to be Poe.
I'm gonna say Poe.
Is Jared Poe or emo?
I don't know which one he is.
I believe Jared's on the emo side.
What the fuck did you all just guess?
Poe.
I thought this was the easiest one, and that's why I was laughing. It's Paramore.
Obviously.
Yes.
Homegirl, do you think I listen to Paramore?
I have of the duck.
Yeah, that's a good fair point.
Bill, I think if you don't listen to Paramore, you hang out with people who do.
Good point.
All right, I can't believe that. Even in the grave, all is not lost.
I think that's from Kill Bill. Even in the gray. I'll go emo on that.
Jared.
Oh.
Jared's the only one who got it right.
Ah. No. Well, it felt very emo to me.
So did the other one. Felt very close.
Maybe I'm not as good at this game as I thought.
All right, I'm going to do four more before we move on to the next round.
There's another.
Never to suffer would never to have been blessed.
Who the fuck talks like that? That's Poe.
Emo.
It's Poe, which means Andy and Eric get a point.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it was just too dark to not be anything else. And when Wick said who talks like that, my God, that's a Poe.
Binoculars.
I got
yeah, she does.
I'm the son of rage and love.
Oh. Yeah.
Emo.
Green Day?
Fuck you, Bill. Bill gets the bonus point without me even asking. Good
Hold
job,
on, Green
Bill.
Day. I said it at the same time.
Through our bleeding, we are one.
Sounds like a Tampax commercial going emo.
Jared keeps bucking the trend and it keeps not working for him. Does anyone have a guess as to artist?
AFI.
Ooh, Andy!
Damn. I got that shit on vinyl. I listened to that album when I wrote up Purchases and Sales. The minute I heard it, I was like, this is the only one I 100% know.
I can't believe you knew one. It feels like such a big moment for us.
No FX?
Sleep those little slices of death, how I loathe them.
I'm gonna say Poe on that one.
You all, they all got it right.
Ain't nothing but Poe.
Did we get a bonus for saying it's from Poe?
Like, oh, that's, fuck that's you.
All right, I'll do one more of these and then we'll move on. I am outside and I've been waiting for the sun.
Poe?
Clay Aiken.
Emo?
The most emo.
It's music. I don't know that I would classify it as emo, but Evanescence.
Another one of Andy's jams.
Andy should have known.
You know what's funny is I really shouldn't know that. I was listening to
it. Because he's been living a lie.
All right. Talk amongst yourselves no while I tally inside. Up the score.
All right.
The fact that some of these are like so close is like bizarre to me.
Because you know these emo bands are like listening to Edgar Allan Poe. They're like reading him. They're listening.
He's got a podcast.
Yeah, they got him on Book on Tape. They're listening
Edgar Allan podcast.
Just hanging outside of the fucking coffin.
tell me
something else.
God, remember Alan? When Timmy J used to go roller skating at the
wait, is that a really a dox?
No, you're good.
I mean, that is his full name, so.
Well, I didn't give his last name, though.
Is his last name J-A-Y?
No.
What does J stand for?
I'm trying to be better. I almost
did
it.
You did good, Andy.
All right.
He used to go to the cemetery and roller skate all the time. That was the story. Talking about emo kids. You see, like, I'd be like, hey, man, where were you? And I was at the cemetery roller skating. I'm like, that's fucking, you're the most emo kid I've ever met. Who listens to 80s pop?
I was grinding on gravestones.
On that note, I'm going to try to return to this game, but I'm about to share some mind-blowing news with all of you that leads me to believe I probably calculated this last game wrong.
Andy, congrats.
In last place, we have Jared with 12 points. We have a tie in the next place between Wick and Bill with 14 points.
Oh my God. No, come on. You did not add this correctly. I already
knew
that.
Yeah, no fucking way.
You already got your bonus point, Bill. Hush.
That's true. We have Andy in the lead with 15 points.
We need to end the game now.
You gave him a bunch of bonus points, right?
You're 14, tied with 14.
Why?
Andy got a couple of bonus points.
A couple?
What are you handing this motherfucker bonus points for?
AFI.
Look at him, give him a bonus point. Look at him.
All right. We're each doing a trivia question. Oh, I'm going to start with Jared. Your Poe trivia question is, what is the title of Edgar Allan Poe's famous poem that begins with the line, "Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary"? Would you like four choices?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm gonna wing it.
No, I think you're gonna lock him in.
I've got one.
The Bells, Annabelle Lee, The Raven, The Haunted Palace.
Annabelle Lee.
And Jared is on the board with 0 points for this round because it was the Raven.
The Raven.
Am I, though?
Well, just this round. Just this round. All right, Andy.
Oh, boy.
What year was Edgar Allan Poe's Telltale Heart first published? 1839, 1841, 1843, or 1845?
1839?
No.
Ah!
1843, but for a moment, I thought 1839 wasn't even an option.
Bill, that was my birthday.
Yeah.
Bill's like, I knew the answer to that. I read that when that came out.
Yeah. When that shit dropped.
Telltale Heart. How about Telltale Hairdo over there? We heard about it, Andy.
Oh, Brendan, I'm going to get you back next time you're on.
I don't think you're going to get him back, man.
Now he's never coming back.
Yeah.
We'll record it the week Andy's on vacation for you, Brendan. All right, Bill.
Okay.
What is the central theme of Poe's poem, Annabelle Lee? The inevitability of death, the horrors of war, the undying nature of true love, or the madness caused by grief?
C. Love.
Wild card, all the above.
All right, Bill got it right. I don't think that was fair, but Bill got it right.
Nice.
Okay, Eric. In Poe's short story, The Fall of the House of Usher, what ultimately happens to the house? It's abandoned and left to decay. It is burned down by villagers. It collapses into the tarn, the small lake, or it is struck by lightning and destroyed.
Since I don't know, I'm going to go in true Usher fashion and say they let it burn.
Incorrect. It collapses into the small lake.
I knew it was got to be that one because I don't know what the fuck that word is, and you wouldn't have just plucked that out as a non-answer.
It fell into the ravine. It collapsed upon itself.
As we all do.
All right.
It may have hit a ficus on the way down.
I have like a lot of questions written here. I'm just going to try to go fast and pick one for each of you without looking. So it could be unfair, but we'll see. Jared.
That's not a good face.
Yeah.
Jared. Give us pie right now.
Which emo band's album Louder Now features the song Make Damn Sure and Liar?
Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
Correct. Andy. Which emo band's album In Love and Death features the songs Take It Away and All That I've Got?
Hawthorne Heights.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Very confident with that guess, though.
The Used.
It was The Used.
Oh,
Jared.
Bonus point.
Damn, Jared, need a box of Kleenex over there?
Bill.
Yo.
Which emo band released the album A City by the Light Divided in 2006?
2006. Yeah, not going to help me. I'm going to go with The Used also.
Can you phone a friend? I can help him. I believe it might have been the Flintstone Temple Pilots. Or possibly Sugar Cult.
It was Thursday.
Oh.
I thought today was Sunday.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Damn Andy, can you take back that Sunday?
Eric.
It's definitely cute without the E.
What year did the band Brand New release their album The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me?
I believe that was 2004.
Incorrect. It was 2006.
Oh, it's not the one. It's not their first album, right? The one with all the bangers on it.
Yeah, the good one.
No, true, none of them are good because we don't support them as a band.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Unfortunate choices.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we are moving on to a very special game. To start it off, I'm going to give you a couple of examples. Except I lost the piece of paper that I wrote the example. Okay, I found it.
Oh. All right. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
So this is a game of Mad Libs.
Oh, hell yeah!
We're going to have to give Andy a lot of support during our game of Mad Libs. But we're going to start. I did a couple I let the viewers contribute. I put a little info up on social media to try to get some viewers to participate so I could share their suggestions for this game. I do have a couple written here. I'm just logging in to see if I have a lot more. Oh, it was great engagement. Thank you to our listeners. This gave me a lot to work with. So
I can't tell if that was absolute sarcasm or not.
Oh, no.
The first Mad Lib that we're going to... I can do one, so clearly someone participated. The clues were noun, adjective, and noun. in the dark depths of smooth.
What?
In the dark depths of the kitten, I felt a chill as if smooth arcades were watching me.
Mm.
On an emo scale of 1 to 10, where do we place this?
A solid 8.
Why is he inside the dead cat?
Why is the cat dead, Jared?
Yeah, why is the cat dead?
I'd like to know too.
Wait, does that make it better or worse?
It makes it worse. I'm going to put it at a 10.
I'm going to give it a 3 because they're in an arcade.
Whoa! This hate tank over here.
All right. I have another viewer suggestion that we're going to work with here. I'm going to give you another sample before we begin collecting yours.
Okay.
Lost in the moist fog.
Oh.
I wandered through toasters, searching for baths to soothe my soul.
Definitely an Alkaline Trio.
Yeah, it is
toasters in a bathtub is dangerous.
Oh my God.
Can be.
No, not anymore, Andy. As a realtor, you should know that they've installed new sockets in all bathrooms that are required so that as soon as they detect an electrical charge, it shuts down the power on that. So you can't get electrocuted.
It is required. It's not in every home because not everyone gives a shit about what's required.
Okay, so don't go on any Andy's listings.
You're talking about new construction, Wick. Old homes.
When my house was inspected, they made sure I had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people don't give a shit.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to pause us here, and we're going to stop recording for a minute. All right, viewers, we're back our Mad Libs. And what I want to do is know which Mad Lib you like best. So there will be a poll taking place on social media, and I would like you all to participate. Our first Poe or Emo quote, Mad Lib by Eric.
Wait, you're going to dox all my... I thought these were anonymous.
Do you want them to be anonymous?
Hell no. I think that we need to stick our them all names together to these.
Into one big one.
How about the poll can be whether who did what one?
So Eric, with every chicken wing, my heart echoed the dangly refrain of a church lost in the depths of melancholy.
Oh, fuck. That's pretty good. I mean,
that shit cuts deep.
Yeah.
That could be a Poe original.
That was pretty good.
I want to make that into a song for the end of the podcast.
I need a chicken wing.
Bill.
Mm.
Through the smooth veil of tears, I whispered to the cow, hoping for a ghost that would never come.
Yo, that's pretty Poe.
That's insanely Poe. That's the most Poe right now. I'm voting on that right now.
Ghost cow.
It's a ghost. I'm still rooting for the barn.
Whispers to the cow.
Barn that never comes.
All right, Andy.
Making me cry right now.
Andy, we're ready for you, so don't get your tears going yet.
Let's get dangly in here.
In the silly silence of the night, the echoes of houses filled my hell, haunting me like enormous ghosts.
A lot of ghosts in here.
Wait, did he pick enormous or ghosts?
I did.
He picked enormous and Bill said ghosts right before I got to the ghost quote. That was like, yeah. This is great.
Bill's like, I want to change mine to ghosts. These enormous ghosts.
Yeah, but Andy's goats need Ozempic.
You said goats?
I said ghosts. I was thinking they're cow ghosts. Like cow Bill's ghosts. Whispering and they're haunting me. Like, stop whispering to the cows, Bill.
Can't.
Are we ready for Jared's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amidst the awkward ruins, I found a big toe whispering secrets of ennui lost to time.
Yeah, well, that's pretty bow.
That sounds like a minimal effort song right there. I think the big slap attack wrote that one.
Slap's gonna punch you so hard, dude.
We're stealing his work, Jared. How dare you?
And then we did one compilation album here with all of us. Oh, with each archipelago. I can't say that word. It's not fair. Say it.
With each archipelago.
I unraveled the ghostly mystery of Pittsfield, where shadows split like dinosaurs in a skinny dream.
Wow.
I have lots of skinny dreams about dinosaurs in Pittsfield.
Right?
Right, I mean, Bill? That Bill's dinosaur is haunting me.
Wow.
There goes the mask.
Well, I feel like this wasn't the dark, the dreary, the downright depressing evening that we had all planned here. There was a lot more laughing than I expected. I think we're going to need to do some more Mad Libs. I think we're going to get viewers involved in Mad Libs and start promoting some Mad Libs. Maybe we can have Mad Libs pick our next episode. But I really appreciate you guys playing with us tonight. Sad that Bill didn't lose any cred that he had by being really good at emo again. I think he threw the game on purpose.
Wait, so who was
the emo person ever?
I'm going to leave it up to the viewers to decide who won.
Did we do round one and two? Didn't you tally both of those?
Yeah, I did, but I don't...
Lost the list.
Bill won.
Yo.
He got his two trivia questions right, I think.
Yeah.
No.
Bill won and he was only one behind Andy. Aren't they tied or did he like just outright won?
I think I got Andy's score wrong anyway.
I'm going to tally this when I'm doing the edit here. So
I was going to say, we're going to... For the viewers' sake...
Just everybody has check marks across the board. Oh, yeah.
And then Abby was given bonus points randomly too. They were like,
how is that a score sheet?
That's why I'm bad at keeping score. I'm sorry.
You're using a Yahtzee paper. What is going on over here? She's like, somehow Andy got a Yahtzee. I'm not really sure what
Andy rolled chance here. 92 times.
Yeah. He got all the pieces of the Trivial Pursuit too. And we're not even playing that game. We got all the slices.
Well, we definitely appreciate Abby for putting this one together.
Hell yeah.
It was nice to have a slightly easier episode after a long, arduous discussion about the Pittsfield punk scene from last week.
Yeah, it was a wicked fun.
Yeah, we had a great time with Brendan. We really appreciate him for coming on. Good to relive some memories.
Learn
some things. We heard about rat tails. It's funny because, you know, during the conversation, you know, in the early 2000s, most of us were online arguing or chatting through AIM while Andy was eating it. Go figure.
Don't get that joke at all. I don't understand.
It's a brand of toothpaste. AIM.
Oh,
we were chatting on AIM while you were eating it. It's a pretty good joke, Andy.
Brendan was the one who ate the AIM. He just told me.
And you said it was elder wisdom.
Elder wisdom.
I know that you were at home like fucking downing it.
No, because I never ran into ladies. I didn't have a chance to try.
You need to brush your teeth beforehand.
I did, but the point was Brendan said you had to swallow extra. So if you burped, it's meant to be fresh. That was his advice to me.
Wow. It was fun though. It's a great discussion.
I want to see Andy and a rat tail so bad now. There's got to be some childhood pictures of you with a tail.
There are, but I mean, my rat tail was only that big. You know what's funny is he remembered that. And I wanted to say this on the podcast too. He's been around my life for so long because I got that cut off before middle school. which means he's known me since I was in fifth grade. I had it in fifth grade only. So he knew me at fifth grade. It's craziness. Like, think about how old we were then. And then he fucking knew me like my entire life. Yo, it's insane.
We need to do worst haircut pod. Holy fuck. Yo, I was 25. I had a rat tail.
But I was thinking about that after that episode. I'm like, man, Brendan's known me since fifth grade. So he's been friends with my brother since fifth grade. Mm. It's insane.
Long time.
Yeah, long time.
As long as you've been missing that rat tail.
I know. it looks so good. I wouldn't be able to grow it now. I don't have enough hair.
You're hanging on.
Grow from the back.
I'm going bald.
Skull it. Skull it. Skull it. Skull it.
I love that idea more than anything. All right. Well, we appreciate everyone for jumping on. Again, we'll be back pretty soon with a fresh ep. And just for a quick heads up for you all, we're actually going to be taking a month off this summer. So throughout August, we will not be putting out any episodes or recording any, but we'll be back in September starting a brand new season of the 413 podcast, our fourth season. We're hoping to bring you some dynamite content, some new trial and errors, more games, all sorts
more
of
more rat tails.
So many more rat tails. We're going to grow it out over the summer just so we can bring it back for the fresh season.
On that note, hot girl summer.
Exactly. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Peace.
Tell me, can we make it through a rough patch? And are you willing and able?
Willing and able.
Blissfully tumbling into sweet oblivion. Been building up inside of me for so long.
I finally found the words to sing with one song.
Oh, you can bury me again. It's alright, I'm only bleeding. I don't wanna fall asleep tonight without leaving. Just like this,
please don't.